Welcome back into the Capital One Orange Bowl ACC kickoff show presented by Duffy's Sports Bar and Grill here on ESPN West Palm. I am excited for our next guest. Any of you know the show with me, Chris Coquel. I'm a former high school coach and defensive coordinator as well. And I love defense and I love hard-hitting safeties and I love playmaking safeties. That's the most exciting position in the game. And I get Bubba Bolden in front of me. I mean, when you talk safeties, you think Canes, and now I got the one currently there who's the man.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Up, man? How's it going so far today? Everything's
going good so far, you know. I'm excited to be here, blessed to be here.
I appreciate you hanging around all day and having time for me. I mean, I saw you guys here. You guys got here bright and early, and you've been doing this all day.
Yeah, about 8:30 we got up. So, I mean, we've been doing it all day, man. A little bit hungry right now, but we all good.
Well, we'll get you out of here. We'll get you some food. And then, you know, Duffy's Sports Bar and Grill is our favorite. They're a South Florida staple, so we'll find you a way to Duffy's as well.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of companies, not them specifically, I want to try to detach that there a little bit. But name, image, and likeness has come out.
Yeah.
University of Miami, obviously, with America Top Team, sponsoring the or coming to an agreement with the whole team. How has the process been for you?
I mean, the process has been pretty good. You know, I'm not really, like, deep into it. I've been kind of, you know, just focusing on the main thing, which is football, focus on my body, focus on my mental. But everyone knows I did the College Hunks deal with Derek. We were the first ones to do that. So, other than that, I haven't really been focused on it. I don't have an agent. I don't have any sports marketing people. You know, I mean, I got 6 months until, you know, my life can change. So I'm trying to just, you know, give everything I got to the game.
Just stay focused and don't let that distract you.
Exactly.
Don't risk a lot for a little bit.
Exactly.
So that's awesome. What is your game? Let's talk about the NFL.
Yeah.
What is your game going to bring to the NFL or whatever team does draft you?
A lot of versatility. I think I'm a very smart safety, very instinctive safety that I could pretty much do it all. I could be in a box. I could be in a post. I could be a man, guard, slot, or the tight end. I make plays all over the ball. You know, I got a nick for the ball. I used to play quarterback in high school, so I kind of know what quarterbacks do. And I kind of know what they read. I kind of know how they try to read off safeties, and I think I use that to my advantage.
I coached Jamian Sherwood in high school. He's a safety who played for Auburn. He just got drafted by the Jets. And that was the thing I tried to explain to people, and I see it in your game.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bringing him up. He kind of knew where the ball was going before anyone else knew where the ball was going. Now, is that just from years of reps and just having a memory that can remind, or is it film study, or is it a combination of everything?
I mean, it's a combination of everything, honestly. Just me, I've always been like an instinctive player. Ever since I played in any position I was an instinctive player. And I feel like once I got to safety in high school, I feel like it really started to click. And I've always been a big person on film, knowing what the offense is going to do, knowing they line up in these certain formations, what they're going to do. So I feel like everything has just all came together and has made me a better player. So
yeah, and don't let them pigeonhole you with that word instinctive, because they did try to do that with Jamie. And it's a brilliance more than I think of an instinctive, where it's so much more brain than just people try to play it off as just natural reaction. It's a photographic memory of how football works.
Exactly.
Miami is known, again, for safety play. You think of wide receiver play. Who are players that you looked up to growing up? And it could be with the Canes or just in general.
I really never really looked up to any safeties. But, I mean, obviously, Ed Reed, Sean Taylor were pretty much the two big ones. I mean, Taylor Mays at USC, that was a big reason why I went there. But those are, like, some of the top guys, Cam Chancellor. But I always focused on myself of trying to stay in my own lane, you know, like those guys, you know, they're legends and they will always be legends and they'll always be themselves and no one will ever be them. You feel me? I want to be me. I want to create my own legacy and I want to go down in history as one of the best safeties ever. I think my game style, like, is very just unique. I think it's just, you know, unique to me. So I try to just do everything I can to just elevate my game in any type of way.
Joined by Bubba Bolden, safety for the Miami Hurricanes. At what age did you realize that football could be that ticket to a life-changing event happening in your life, or that even that you could get to this level? Because all little kids play, and my sons are 9 and 4, and they're playing in the living room, and all of a sudden I'm starting to hear them announce things in their head, and I'm like, wait, you play for who now? Each week it changes, so I don't know who they play for. When did that start coming to you? Like, oh, wait, this could be real.
Realistically, I would say probably sophomore year of high school. I mean, I've always dominated football ever since I was a little kid, but in a realistic way, I would say sophomore year, I started to realize, like, that's when I moved positions to from quarterback to safety. And I was like, all right, once I got through that first year, I was like, this could be something, like, serious. So ever since then, I just stuck with it. You know, it's always been a grind. I mean, none's handed to you. So, you know, even now, nothing's handed to me right now. So I still got to go out there and put that work in. So we'll see what happens at the end of the year.
Well, I'm excited for football to be back. Hopefully we stay with pandemic numbers and vaccination numbers. We stay at a spot where we can have a full football season, football season. And I'm ready to watch you dominate, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That was Bubba Bolden, Miami Hurricanes safety here on ESPN 106.3.